Hey, sweetheart.
Is this yours or mine?
Check. What is that? Oh shit, I need to take that dude off. Hold on, get rid of that motherfucker here. There we go. Hey guys, I wanna open up the gifts. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy the Dean, the Man Mindset. Remember I told you guys y'all understand when people be sending y'all shit. I don't know what this is. And y'all can see I can't change the address, but now let's open this bitch up. Got two of them. Remember I told you I got one gift for shoes, right? Let's open this shit up. Oh, shit. Look at this. Oh, yeah. All right, see that shit? Just open up the box. Chanel joint. And let's see what the fuck this is. Because I know I was, you remember I told you, y'all, I was talking about my, remember I told y'all about my, live show. I was telling you about, like, I think I know what this is. Somebody got me this. Look. You know my favorite, like deodorant. I don't use deodorant, but oh shit, I got a white Allure deodorant. And let's see what this one is. Keep telling y'all guys, man. Okay, I think it's two whites. Yeah, so I got two white. I got two of them. So that was one. So I hope y'all doing good. Let's go with this blowing up. You know what it is? Let's see what this shit is. How y'all doing, guys? I don't know what it is, but it's Nike. All right, guys, we're gonna look at this shit together. So we just got the box. So let's look at this joint. Oh man, clean whites. Ooh. Oh man, these motherfuckers are clean. Ooh, ooh. Jesus Christ, for this collection. Thank you. Yeah, you're the person. Hey, you know who you are. Thank you. That is how y'all guys doing, man. I'm the Dean, class in session, man. We got a good show for y'all today. Tomorrow we're going to have a show with Taekwondo. Ty's coming back. We're going to be talking about your blacksmith tomorrow. So make sure y'all come and check that out. I want to welcome all you guys to the show. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Show, guys, the thing about this show that we love so much is this show is 100% original, 100% authentic. And we make sure that we talk about things that nobody else is talking about on the internet. Also, guys, I always tell you guys, and it's amazing to me that y'all guys understand this. If you want to follow, I'm always going to ask, do you have your puzzle pieces? Because if you don't have your puzzle pieces, I cannot help you. So make sure you get your puzzle pieces if you want to be a student of the game. Tyler, damn it, Tyler, I see you right there, Tyler. Give me a check one, Tyler. Tyler, can you hear me, Tyler?
Yes.
Tyler, can you hear me?
Good, Coach.
All right, thank you, Tyler. I appreciate you. Yes, I got you loud and clear. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it, brother. And if you got anything, send it. I'll show it. Well, I'm about to. Yeah, well, I got your email. Can you put those emails in Facebook and I can grab them easier? Can you do that for me, please?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, just grab those and I got you, Tyler. Okay. All right, thank you, Tyler. Thank you. All right, guys, the man mindset. Guys, like I told you guys before, get your crayons out. Guys, this show right here is different than every show, because we show you things about game that most people don't show you. So we want to take it there. The lines are open. Thank you, Tyler. The lines are open if you want to call in. If you have a question, we ask that you go ahead and put a queue in there, and I appreciate you guys out there, man. Hey, man, it is beautiful, man. Yes, I'm glad y'all got y'all puzzle pieces, you guys out there. If y'all got a question, go ahead and ask and all that other stuff, man. Let's see here. Carl asked me this question. Here's the thing, Carl. First, I need you to put a question if you ask me a question, but here's the thing, bro. Let me listen. Because I don't think you understand this show, and you're brand new to the show, so allow me to educate you, sir. I don't have debates with people lesser than me. If you want to follow and mimic somebody and want to be like another man, go ahead. It is not worth my time to debate somebody that is weak, soft, and thinks he's doing something because he's fucking a bunch of prostitutes. So there's no discussion of debate. If you want to be a bitch like him, then go out of town, go overseas. But a bitch is going to be a bitch wherever he goes. So whether you go to Mars, because the sad thing about people, and then just say with love to you, the sad thing like guys like you, is as soon as that motherfucker tells you the women on Earth are terrible, go to Mars, y'all dumb fuckers going to think y'all need to go get a passport to Mars. So no, it's not, but it wouldn't be epic. It'd be a waste of my time, because I teach men how to be men, not to be bitches. So no, sir, that would be a waste of my time. But I appreciate you asking the question, but absolutely not. That is a waste of my time, okay? I will stay in my corner. That's what we do. For over 35 years before there was a passport, brother, I've been in my corner. So yes, I appreciate it. But just keep your eyes focused on the show if you want to stay in the classroom, because if you keep bringing up other people, they will dismiss you. And I don't want you to get kicked out over that. I like for you to stay and learn why you're losing following losers. So good luck to you on that. But anyway, guys, I welcome you all to the show. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss and all this other stuff, okay? And we were talking about today, submission. This is that young man is a prime example of why a man, in order to learn game, in order to pull women, a man must submit. A man must submit, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And before I say that to y'all guys, to at midnight, around midnight tomorrow, or the 15th, guys, we will be dropping the first layer of the Halloween game. I got to kind of work on it, because I want to kind of break it up from Halloween to trick-or-treat to sex-o-ween. So I want to kind of make it its own. So I'll probably do a little bit of work. But sometime on the 15th, tomorrow, we're going to drop the first thing of Halloween game. And then we'll have a show. We'll do probably the first hour show, and I'll chop that up of the sex-o-ween, and we'll do it on the sex-o-ween invite and the trick-or-treat game. And if we need to go over the Halloween game, if you have any questions, we'll do that. But that will drop tomorrow on the 15th, because unlike the Passport Brothers and all these other guys out here ain't teaching you game, we're showing you shit that nobody on the internet is doing. Nobody is doing what we're doing. Nobody. Okay, so excuse me, my allergies and stuff like that. So let's get into the show. I welcome everybody to the show, guys. If you have a question, please go ahead and put a Q in there. We appreciate that. If you want to call in, you can. But we're talking about submission. And it's one of the things that you guys are not doing. There is no submission. In order to be a student of the game, one must learn how to submit. And let me explain that to you, because I know from your surface dwelling thinking, you think it is you submitting to something outside of yourself, and that's what you're supposed to think, because most of y'all don't have game. But any man that submits to anything outside of himself is not truly a man, because if you think about that last gentleman asking about that passport guy or whatever, you can tell he has submitted himself to another man. So many of you guys out here are submitting yourself to other men. You are following and loving and submitting who you are as a man to other men. And see, when you guys hear me say submit, because you live outside yourself, you think I'm telling you to take a knee to a woman or take a knee to another man. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand submission, because you are submitting to other men, and that's why you are following other men, and that's what's going on, man. That's what's going on. I say to all of you guys is that the submission a man must have is to himself. It is the one thing that no one is doing. It is the one thing that you guys are not doing, and nobody is teaching you this. You must submit to yourself in order to understand the game. And I will break that down, because I ask you this simple question, because the answer isn't you that I ask. I already know your answer because you look outside of yourself. But what if I ask you, who do you admire? Who do you admire? And you can't say you. That's a lie. A man admires himself, because a man inspires himself because of the admirable qualities that he possesses that the average man doesn't possess for himself, to show the world why he is the best thing for anybody out there. Because a man submits to himself. He does not submit to the outside world. See, the average guy will see the word submit and they will automatically assume that I'm saying that you have got to take a knee to a woman or something like that. I didn't say that, absolutely not. But even outside of you guys, outside of yourselves, you are either taking a knee to a woman, you're either taking a knee to another guy or YouTuber, or you're taking a knee to your parents. 330, how can I help you, sir? What's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, am I here?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? Yes, sir.
Sir, I'm not going to talk to 100 girls just to get one number, get five numbers, dude. Give it a break, dude.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. You're right. I agree with you. Well, what do you mean? I agree.
Okay,
I think you're right.
Thing.
No,
here's
wait. There's no thing. I just agreed with you. Why are you defending? I agree with you. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's no reason to argue. You're right. So why are you trying to explain yourself? I'm opening you back up, but I just agree with you because I got a show to do. So I just agreed. So you're right. So can I continue my show, sir?
Yeah,
Can I continue now? Is it okay? Okay, thank you very much. All right, you're right, I am. I'm a loser. You're right, I am a loser. I'm a loser, yes. But as I said before, guys, to y'all guys out there, this is why it is very important to learn how to submit to oneself. Learn how to submit. We're going to break that down, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Learning how to submit to yourself, because how does one submit to himself when all he's been doing is submitting to everybody else outside of himself? You're asking me the question of what does it mean to submit to oneself? What it means to submit to yourself is to pledge a undying loyalty to yourself. You have submitted yourself to your parents. That means you will always follow your parents. You guys submit yourself to women. Y'all will always follow women. And you guys submit yourself to other men that's on YouTube that tell you to go overseas, to tell you to change your name and things like that. But you never submit to yourself because you don't understand the depth of submission. You don't understand that by submitting to yourself and giving yourself an undying loyalty, you are actually learning, gentlemen, how to take charge of your life, to look at yourself, to keep growing yourself. Because the one thing that you guys don't believe in, you believe in your mom and dad. You believe in the church if you are churchies. You believe in a YouTuber telling you lies and stuff. But the one thing you don't believe in is yourself. You do not believe in yourself. Because everything that is happening to you, you feel that you cannot get out of, or you don't realize that you have controlled that. See, you don't understand when you submit to yourself, that means having nothing but just loyal, having the highest faith that you have in your own capabilities. Do you know what I'm saying, gentlemen? That means that you believe that you can get and you can do whatever it is you want to do. And you can win in all of this when you truly submit to yourself. But the problem is most of you guys don't believe that you're worthy enough of submission. And because you don't believe you're worthy enough of submission, that means that you will always end up like the average guy out there struggling. Because the struggle that you have is your choice. Everything that's happening in your life is your struggle, is your pain, is the things that slow you down, the things that are holding you back from who you actually are. And until you wake up, the key word is until you wake up yourself, you are not going to be able to grow as a man. And if you can't grow as a man, you won't grow. Now, Reggie, FOA, and DUX, anytime I see somebody say something that needs to be banned, and I see one of y'all pop up under that ban and y'all don't get rid of them motherfuckers, I'm taking your wrench. I'm just letting y'all know now. If I got to do the work for you, I don't need you as a model, okay? I'm letting you guys know right now. You're saying, Jay says, the average guy struggles because he tries to be outside of it. Well, no, he doesn't try. He is outside of himself. Let me grab this question. 716, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 716 going once. 716 going twice. All right, call back, I guess. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you guys, that goes for anybody. I don't care. If somebody's in here being disruptive and I see one of y'all guys pop in, your wrench is in before, and I got to get rid of them. I am taking your wrench. I'm telling y'all right now. Y'all have your riches for a fucking reason. Use that shit correctly. Now, as I was saying, Jay, you're absolutely right, because a lot of guys struggle, and this is why the struggle is so great for so many guys, because there is no dying loyalty to oneself to believe that no matter what happens, I can look towards myself for that answer. 716, last time I'm going to answer. You need you to say something, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? Yes, how can I help you, sir?
My brother recommended me to come to the show real quick.
How old are you, sir? What's your name? How old are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Safi. I'm 17 years old.
Too late. Get the fuck off. You're too old. I can't talk to no kids. Can't talk to kids. Anyway, as I said to y'all guys before, what we got to do and we got to make y'all see is that what y'all have to understand about game that most of y'all don't understand and you don't know and you can't comprehend is that game is all about the belief in one's self, not just in one's self, but in one's ability to overcome anything that is in front of him by taking the correct action to get things done. Now, listen, this is very important what I'm saying to y'all guys, because I want y'all to understand something. I want y'all to understand something. Getting things done, as in if you see someone you want to talk to, you go talk to her, regardless of the end result. Getting things done, when there's a woman that's very disrespectful, you get rid of her because it must be done. And what I am saying to you guys out there, all you guys out there, the importance of what I am the importance of what I am saying to you guys is that nobody is going to show you that one must submit to oneself. This is why y'all have all of your problems, because unfortunately you're looking towards another individual to solve something he can't solve. No man can solve you. No man can put you together to get you right. But what a man can do, and only a few can, is give you the tools to be able to find and believe in yourself as he helps and guides you along the way to find your way, meaning that having a trust, an unconditional trust and love in yourself. Because when one submits to oneself, that means that he is no longer drowning in self-sabotaging behaviors. He is no longer drowning in doubting himself. He is no longer drowning in fearing himself. He has a full grasp of who he is and all the skills he possesses and all the tools that he has to use in those situations when he is able to take the knee and submit to himself. Because so many of you guys unfortunately thought when I was talking about submission, you guys had, you automatically assumed that you thought I was saying submit to somebody else. That's the problem. That's the problem. Let me turn this down a little bit. That's the problem. You guys out here are already pledging your love and admiration and everything you are to somebody you don't even fucking know. You have already taken a knee and submitted yourself to somebody that you do not know. And this is where everything goes wrong, and this is why there's so much anger. Like that first caller we had, That's why there's so much anger, because people don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to, they don't want to hear going against the grain. So they get mad and they get upset. When you submit to your, when you submit to yourself, acknowledging yourself, what does that mean, Mark? I need you to correct your grammar and write that again, please, because I don't know what you mean in that text, that, that question. I would appreciate it if you ask it again. I will be happy to answer that. But one, and you can tell, and not just I can tell, women can tell, a man that is not taking the knee to his own self. See, most of you guys do not believe in yourself. And most of you guys feel that success has everything to do with what a woman does and says. And that is why you are always constantly working on your weaknesses. You are very skilled at hammering along how weak and soft you are on a daily basis. You are working on yourselves to be soft. Question here, he says, when you submit to yourself, isn't that the same as submitting to the game because the game is all about you? No. There are levels to this. Look at it like this, Kay. Very good question. There is an I am and an I do. Then there's an I am and an I do from game level. See, when you are an I am, then the game is your I do. But you must, you can only reach it from the I am. You can't reach game from an I do. One has to be an I am to push an I do, which is game. So an I do can work when it is attached to an I am. That means when you are submitting to yourself, what you are doing is game, which is an I do, but it's a different I do. It is not the same I do. Just like, let me give you an example. Just like when I say or I post it, a man should submit, you must understand the average guy will, from the I do thinking, thinks that I'm trying to say submit to a woman. But think about it like this. I should have got my drawing board, but I didn't set it up. When you're at an I do, you'll never be a student of the game. But once you become an I am, that pushes you up a level. So once you get to that level, when you do pass that level, that I do is game. Because it's coming from the source versus you are taking in information from a million sources. So submitting yourself is not the same as submitting to the game, because the game comes from you. See, you're not submitting. You cannot submit to something that is infinite. You cannot submit to it. You can submit to something today, but it's not the same tomorrow. So it's not the game as in your I do. You are submitting to the I am. You're the base, the hub of that, if that makes any sense to you, okay? If that makes any sense, okay? Unique, put it in my messenger. Put the audio in my messenger, Unique. Put it in my messenger. I'll probably see if I can grab it. Let me see here. So I can, and I do can be valuable and effective when the source is operating. Yeah, anything that operates, and put a question here, but anything that operates from the I am is always good, because it's coming from the source of complete, utter trust in one's skills and capabilities. See, you, yeah, right, boxing your core. You cannot do anything from the outside in. It doesn't work that way, especially when you're an I do. But when you create your puzzle pieces and work the border, that is the border of the I am. It's not the border, anything outside of those puzzle pieces. All right, think of it like this. Think of it as, okay, all right, Unique, I'll check it out 1 second. Think of it like this, gentlemen. If you do your puzzle pieces right, you work on your border, right? Okay? You work on your border, all right? So if you're working on your border, all the pieces outside of the border is still an I do, because that's not coming from an I am. They're still outside of the border. So our first step that we must do is we must take the pieces and start putting them inside the border of the I am. The I do of the puzzle pieces is taking off the training wheels. You see what I'm saying? That's the I do of the I am, because at that point, you're working from within. You're building from within. You're trusting yourself to take care of something. You're communicating with yourself. So it all connects like that. But let me see, hold on, I can grab it right here. Let me pull it up on my fucking phone. Hold on, Antonio. Here we go, Antonio, I got it right here. Let me grab this shit right here. All right, let's stop. Oh, wait, let's stop right there. See, this is submission that every man should have from the woman. This is total submission. This is exactly what you want. A woman that is, number one, doing something that she normally doesn't do is really express her feelings, but also express her feelings in a voice message. This is the power of how men operate. This is why men win, because of how we operate. We don't operate for the woman. We operate for ourselves. So this is very good. So let me keep going. Hold on, Gabriel. Let me keep going a second. Hold on. Stop right there. All right, see, wait. She used to say, I just keep hearing the thing that you say in the voicemail. See, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all, man. What we are, where we separate ourselves from everybody else, is that the way we position ourselves is they are listening to us. They are pressing play and listening to us. And they are her in that situation is processing how deep my dog is in this. And this comes from an I am that has made some I do moves from a different level than the basic level where you guys are at. And this is why the woman is being not subservient, but she is showing submission, that this mind, this body, my mouth and everything I am is all yours. You can have me any way you want to have me without him having even asked for it. Here we go. There you go. You are quite an interesting. You want to know why they tell you you're quite an interesting person? Because, again, they're not used to talking, hearing, or being around a real man. And when they are not, when they're around real men, that's why we are very interesting, because we don't operate like the average guy does who doesn't have game, okay? But let me get to Gabriel's question as we keep going. Gabriel says, is this where scribe comes in, pulling out my thoughts, my experience, and how I interpret it? No. I won't talk much about it, but we'll talk more about it in the book. That's your librarian, brother. That's you're looking at the wrong thing. Your scribe, Your scribe are your thoughts you're putting on paper. Your thoughts, your experiences, right? You're not pulling those thoughts out. You're giving those thoughts to the scribe to move those thoughts in the library to organize and structure those thoughts to be able to grab those thoughts and utilize them again. Okay? See, you're interpreting it wrong. No, your scribe is just sitting right next to you mentally, and he is just writing. Hey, see, this is what y'all are saying. Every thought that you have is stored. You just don't realize it. Every thought that you have is actually stored in your mind, but you don't realize it because the depth of the level it's stored in, you just forget about it. But what I'm saying is that your scribe just writes thoughts down. He does nothing more than write unless he passes along information that goes to other levels. But no, that's not the right thing, sir. Let me keep going. Let me keep going. Lines are open, guys, if you want to call in. Let me keep going with this. Oh, shit. Thank you. Now, wait. Now, gentlemen, I got to pause every second. Gentlemen, I want you to think about something. He hasn't laid hands on her. Listen to me. He hasn't laid hands on her, and he's got full, unadulterated submission from her. What do you think is going to happen when he lays hands on her? Oh, there we go. And that nervous is the nervous of anticipation, butterflies, because she has no idea. She has no idea where this is coming from, what's going to happen next. Because if this guy is blowing my mind right now the way he's doing it, what's going to happen next? Yes, boxing. He's already in rent-free. Yes, boxing. You are abso-fucking-lutely right, boxing. Yes. Good job, boxing. Yes. This is what I'm saying. When you're living rent-free, in her mind, you've got the high ground. You've got the high ground. Let's keep going. Tyler, I got you. Let me stop. This is very important, guys. This is why we tell you guys, stop faking trying to be a man. Because she's absolutely right. And this is the beautiful thing about my dog, Antonio. I want y'all to see something for a second. Watch this. Okay. Woman meets an average guy, right? And when a woman meets an average guy that pretends to be more than average, eventually his mask will come off and she will see him as a fraud. What's happened here, guys, like I told you before, remember the comfort zone thing that I told you where you can move her up a little bit, she comes back and then you push her a little bit further out? Well, this is it right here. Because see, here's the beautiful thing about a man. Her expectation can only go as far as her mindset. So her expectation or her questioning what's happening right here is that she's trying to put together and piece together in her mind what it's going to be like to be with him. But here's the beautiful thing. Remember, with the average woman, they have never reached their core with a real man. So whatever she pieced together is at a basic level. So she has no idea. And gentlemen, listen. This is why she is not just going to only fall in love with Antonio, why she's going to need Antonio, why she's going to be addicted to Antonio, and why Antonio's going to be a habit, because she is only going to go beyond her edge of thought, which is based off of the top average guy that she's ever been with. So the top average guy that she's been with is her basis of what Antonio is in her mind. But what she doesn't understand is that a man that's a two, no matter if he's the top or whatever the fuck he is, he's still a two. Antonio is a million, a trillion. Antonio is infinite. So what happens when a woman who is used to an average two runs into a motherfucker that's infinite? Her mind cannot process what the fuck is going to happen right there. But I can tell you this much, whatever happens there, she will not only submit body, mind, and if she has one for you church aficionados, her motherfucking soul to him. Because she has one foot already in, because of the anticipation and the excitement, gentlemen. Let's continue. We're almost done. Here we go. We're halfway. Thank you. See? What did I say? I didn't even listen to it. Y'all see, guys, this is the first time I pressed play. Y'all hear what she just said? She just said it's scary. And she's right. She's fucking right. This is what we tell them all. Be scared. Be scared. You don't want to fuck with a guy like me because I'm going to fuck your world up. And I'm not going to manipulate it. I'm not going to be deceiving. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to fuck you up off of pure motherfucking me. Because Antonio is the purest form of his drug in its purest form. Like, Antonio, you're going to have to put some, like, fucking baking soda in your dog because you might be giving her too much. She ain't even processed. She can't – listen, Antonio, you ain't even touch her, and she can't even process what the fuck is going on. She listen, Antonio, the more she's processing, the deeper she's sinking in. The deeper she's sinking in, the more of a habit and an addiction you're going to be because – she cannot, she's trying to do what the average person is doing. She's trying to figure you out based off of the average guy. And that's where she lost. But let's keep going. Stop right there. Gentlemen, you want to know why she said, why it sounds like I'm so perfect? Because a motherfucker like Antonio ain't trying to fuck like y'all guys do. He's just allowing her to see herself in a brand new set of eyes. And y'all ready, guys? Her eyes. See, gentlemen, this submission shit doesn't just affect men. It also affects women. Because what is the one thing or the several things women submit to? They submit to dresses, shoes, purses, makeup, eyeliner, weave, blush, Botox, fucking tight clothes and bras. Women, them too, are also submitting to things outside of themselves to give them more understanding of who they are outside of themselves, right? So if we're looking at a woman that's looking outside of herself, what is Antonio doing for the first time that she's never seen? He's forcing her to look at herself through her own eyes, through him. That's why she can't connect all this stuff, because she's never met someone to say, you don't need to do this and you don't need to do that. I'm going to show you how to find yourself through me. Remember, educating, elevating, gentlemen. Here we go. All right, again, why does it make her nervous? Guys, like I told you before, this is the education of the class. Always remember, every woman is stuck on her border. She's boxed in her own prison, right? So what is Antonio doing? Antonio, as the governor, is showing her how to govern herself through him, which is making her kind of go beyond her own self. See, that's why I keep telling you guys, the hook that we have them in is that we're showing them they can be more than what they actually are. And that's where the loyalty and love and admiration, devotion and all that stuff comes in, because We let them see some things in themselves that most men don't even see in them, their selves. Here we go. Oh, y'all hear that? Wait, wait, wait. Let's back that up. Listen to that side, boy. Listen to that sexual side. That shit was sexy. Honestly. What? Listen. Listen. Here we go. Listen. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh my God! Boy. Sometimes I do want to pop my collar. I keep telling y'all. I keep telling all you motherfuckers. Y'all don't believe me. Y'all never listen to me. Antonio's about to be 4D to this woman. Don't want to get into that right now. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that every woman out there, the majority of them, they just don't want to watch the fantasy. They don't want to read the fantasy. They don't want to hear the fantasy. They want to become a part of the fantasy. And as you're listening to right now, you can hear in her voice, he's making her feel like. See, remember, the average guy can't make her feel anything because the average guy can't feel anything for himself. That's why he is average. But because we submit to ourselves, gentlemen, remember I told you guys, submitting to yourself, submitting and taking charge of your life, submitting to who you are as a man and building off of that shit, building off of that shit. Not struggling with you guys who submit to weakness, submit to struggling and failure and all that other shit. She's finally met a man that truly submits to his strengths, not his weaknesses. And when she can identify that, this is giving a milk to a cat, a stray cat. Because women cannot process, she is not processing what's going on because she is in unfamiliar territory. And this is no games, no gimmicks, no jokes, no tricks, no deception, no manipulation. Nothing, just a bona fide motherfucker who has taken the knee to himself. Before you can sit on your throne, you've got to take a knee to your goddamn throne and see if you're worthy to sit on your own fucking throne. Because I keep saying, like the Game of Thrones, they got this thing with the Game of Thrones. The motherfucking swords will cut anybody that is not worthy of that throne. One must submit and utter submit to himself, to his throne, before he can sit on it, because you can't just sit on the throne if you're not worthy of that throne. But again, y'all don't understand submission. Y'all think submission is submitting to a woman or some shit like that. Fuck no. Here we go. Stumble upon. And Antonio is a stumble upon. We all men are stumbled upons, okay? We are all stumbled upons. And the reason why we are all stumbled upons is because at the end of the day, we are not in anything that she has ever seen before in her life. We are a total different thing than she has ever imagined. William, I don't know the story, sir. No, I do not. Let's keep going. Oh my God, all the, y'all already said, she said, the person that says all the right things all the time, because anything that comes out of Antonio's motherfucking mouth already right to him, because he's saying it, because he communicates to himself first before he communicates to a woman. So everything is right, but when she realizes, remember, she's processing unique versus the average. You guys are processing the woman. He has submitted to himself, giving himself an undying unloyalty love to himself. But you guys don't do that because your loyalty is in another motherfucking man. Your loyalty is following another motherfucker on YouTube. But you won't submit to yourself. What a shame. Because you don't believe to you. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. And this is where so many of you guys go wrong because y'all don't. But let me finish up. Here we go. Talk too much. She's been talking. This is a 3 minute, guys. This is 3 minutes. This is almost 4 minutes long. I'm just stopping it. This is 4 minutes long. So talk too much. Gentlemen, this is the weird thing they understand. Women don't express themselves like that, and only to men that they find very intriguing. Guys, this is what I keep telling y'all, man. Nobody does what we do. I'm showing y'all right here. Let me make sure the lines are up. If y'all want to call in. But this is what the game is all about right here. This is all game right here, man. This is what game is about. Let's see here. Wait, Tyler. Wait a second. Let me see here, Tyler. I can't play all this shit. Let me see. Hold on a second. Hold on, man. Oh, man. All right, let me see here. Keep going. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll get to that in a second. Let me get this real quick. Hold on. Let me see this here. You know, it's amazing. Y'all guys don't even think y'all deserve this shit, man. That's crazy how y'all guys feel like y'all don't deserve this. Y'all don't deserve any of this stuff. Hold on, Todd. Let me see what you got here. Hold on, see it right here. Gentlemen, as you know, the thing I try to tell y'all guys, and this is why game is so deep and so cool and so different, because they are not used to our kind. And this is why we will always win, because of how we move and how we think and how we play that. Tyler, if you listen to that, there's some more here. Tyler never talked at her. Let me screw this one up right here, Tyler. I don't know what's going to do here. Our life. Okay, wait, hold on. She ain't ready. Hold on a second. Let me see her. Hold on, Tony. Wait, I gotta get there. Let me see. Tony, wait. Okay, that's the girl. Okay, that's the chick right there, Antonio. Okay. I can't play that song, but that's the chick in there. Okay, you sent me a TikTok. I think it's TikTok. That's the chick. So, what I'm saying, guys, y'all calling lines are open, but I want to continue talking about what I was talking about as far as submission and all that stuff that's very important that a lot of guys don't do. Because most of you guys, see, when one submits to oneself, which is very rare, I want to let y'all guys know, I'm talking about musical while I'm telling you this. It's very rare. What I'm telling you is rare. This is something, and this is why I'm talking about it, because it's a very, very rare thing that it doesn't happen. It's very rare that men actually submit to themselves. It's very rare. Because one that submits to itself can automatically identify what he is to himself and make the proper adjustments and do those things. And this is why submission, see, people think it's just taking the knee to yourself. It's the hardest thing to do, because some of you guys are just spinning your wheels at trying to be a man, and most of you guys are just not wired for this. What a man does is he looks at what he's good at, and he works on becoming great at that, And then he works to become a master of that gentleman. A man, I will say it again, a man looks at what he's good at. He works on that thing to become great. And then he works to master that thing. But you guys look at what you're bad at. You become great at being bad or whatever the fuck you're bad at. And then you master it. You do the exact thing that is backwards. That's why they call it like ass backwards thinking. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, it's a lie. And that's why I'm not, I'll show you a guy that lies. This guy just wants to be heard. I'm not even going to say his fucking name, but he lies. He lies. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Mr. Parker, I'm glad you caught that bullshit because that was a bullshit-ass statement. But as I say to y'all guys out there, this is why a man must learn how to submit to himself. And it's one of the things that most people cannot do or have the fortitude to look at themselves to do that. It is very hard to take that submission role because submitting means actually that you are about yourself. Submitting to yourself shows that you can see the big picture, and submitting to yourself shows that you can communicate with yourself and you never give up on yourself and you're always hands on you. See, if you look at most guys out there, they're not hands on. They on somebody else's bullshit. They ain't on their shit. And thus, this is why they lose. This is why they fail. This is why they make mistakes. This is why they don't grow. It's why they don't grow, gentlemen. Because growth starts from the submission you have of yourself. You must submit to all things you. Because if one doesn't submit to himself, one is not going to grow. And that's why I say, y'all guys, it's very hard. It's difficult to do when all you've been doing is submitting to the negative side of yourself. Submit to the excuses, the blame, the lack of gain, just doing all these things. And this is why game is so important. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056. You're going to be out here for another hour. We have a show with Ty tomorrow. Don't forget, we're going to be dropping tomorrow the Halloween game, the costume part. We'll be dropping our costume, and then slowly we'll roll in the trick-or-treat game, and we will roll in Sex-O-Ween. We got to do Sex-O-Ween kind of early because you got to get ready and prepare your women for coming over. So you've got to set that up. You got to set that up. So we'll make sure that y'all are right. Y'all are prepared for that invitation of sex and the beauty of it. So beautiful. But if you don't submit to yourself, gentlemen, you're never going to uncover the unhidden sources of power that you have that you don't even realize you have. Most of you guys don't even believe you have those things, which is, it just doesn't make any sense. You don't believe you have those things. And the only way you're going to actually start believing in those things is when you do the one thing that you guys don't do, and that is believe in yourself. That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. You got to look at that. Because in order to access your blacksmith for tomorrow, which we'll be rolling tomorrow with Ty, you got to be able to submit. Boxing, don't tell them to turn off Netflix because there are good things on Netflix you're going to be watching, all right? Don't say that, boss. How do you open your eyes to see and focus on your strengths, excuse me? And is it bad to look at your weaknesses? But this I don't think you understand the depth of where we're going, dog. I don't think you get it. What is a weakness to a man? What is a weakness to a man? What is a weakness to a man? You say you got to look. Is it bad to look at your weaknesses? What weaknesses does a man have? What is your weaknesses? I told you my weakness as a man is I get bored with women, but that's not a weakness. That's just what the fuck I am. But what is a weakness? As dog, tell me, what is a weakness? What towards what weakness are you fucking talking about? Because if you say anything like fear, you say anything of, well, lack of game, for example, but wait a second. I don't understand how many times I got to tell you ignorant-ass motherfuckers, in order to learn game, you must be under a tutor or a master to teach you game. Why the fuck do you think you're going to learn game on your weak-ass mind? Are you fucking kidding me? You lack game because you're not a student of that shit. So what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I tell you, y'all motherfuckers, boy. Told y'all, man. A lot of y'all motherfuckers lose by the shit y'all say. This ain't got nothing about how can you learn game when you're not a student of the game. You're not a student of the game. So what game are you fucking talking about? Lines are open, 563-999-3056. Yeah, they can't skip that stage at all, T. That's the crazy thing. They can't skip that stage, man. Because what weakness is there in somebody who truly submits to who he is? Where's the weakness? How can one be weak when you unconditionally are faithful, loyal, and love yourself? Where's the weakness at? How can there is no fears, no uncertainty, no anxiety? That's why most of you guys can't do this shit. There are no weaknesses. I don't understand what he means. It's crazy. I appreciate the question he asked, but that's a crazy. Well, hey, Carl, I can't talk for you. You got to answer that. When a woman asks that question, I tell her, but I scare her with the answer. And I don't mean to do it to scare her or upset her. But if you want to call it a weakness, is that I get bored with women. That's it. I get bored with them. I just get bored with them. I don't mean boring as they're boring people. They have no substance and nothing in the cupboard. I just get bored with them. And it's just a body. It's just become a body. And I've become immune to that, which has become my greatest strength. What are you talking about trauma? What do you mean trauma? What fucking trauma are you talking about? What trauma are you talking about? What fucking bad habits are you talking about? What trauma? Tell me the trauma that you have. Let me hear the sob story. What trauma are you fucking talking about? Bad habits. No, bad choices. Fuck you. Why do y'all want to label that shit a habit when y'all motherfuckers are making the choice? The trauma. I want to hear about the trauma. Did it have to do with your Uncle Johnny? Was it Pastor Michael? Was it that kind of trauma? What kind of fucking trauma are you talking about? I'd like to know, what kind of trauma are you talking about? But what I'm saying to you guys out here, this is why it's hard to submit to oneself. Because when you utterly submit to yourself, you look to one person for guidance, and that is you. You don't look to another man to guide you. Because that's why y'all are failing. Y'all are taking a knee to other fucking men and following their weak-ass theories of why women are fucking terrible. And now one of those motherfuckers are turning around to you and trying to get y'all right. Loneliness, are you wait a second. What is wrong with, what? I discovered loneliness in the 7th grade. What was the 7th grade? I think I discovered loneliness in the 7th grade. When you're the brother of a popular, my sister was popular, but she told me it's a very lonely thing. My mentor told me as well that, you know, even though you see me around guys, and it's a very lonely life, and you must be warned. And I tell you guys, it's a very lonely life, but who gives a fuck? I'm telling you, if you want to get in the game, it's very lonely. I tell you, let me tell you, there's a few reasons why. Well, I learned, like, when you become popular, everything you do is under a microscope, and you're you're like gossiping. If I talk to one girl just to say hi to her, I'm dating that girl. If I hug this girl over here, oh, we're fucking. You know, it just gossip. That's like at a young kid age. But as you get older, and as you learn more game, it's going to be lonely because you cannot, there's nobody to talk to. How can you tell your friends about all the women that you're slaying day in and day out? Okay, I'm slaying this one right now. This one's coming over, and I just met that one. All in one conversation to somebody who can't even get one woman. So what happens is who you think your friends are not actually your friends because they're jealous and envious of you. Y'all don't even understand that. I've endured that shit so many fucking times. My first cousin, a good friend of mine, I keep telling y'all, man, it's lonely because you can't be friends with anybody, especially if they got a woman. Oh, my God. I won't say all, but a lot of your friends' wives and girlfriends and live-ins and all that shit, they're going to want to fuck you on the back end. But let me explain to you, that comes with the territory. This is why it's lonely. Because you're not actually, you're fitting out. You're going, when you go to a party or a gathering of betas and average motherfuckers, you're standing out. So what happens when all the women are talking to you and all the losers are getting mad because you're talking to women and they're not talking to women? It's just like the Halloween game I'm about to drop tomorrow for you guys. When you'll see loneliness when you go into those clubs and bars with the costume we have for you and all the women start coming up to you, women taking photos with you. I'm talking about sexy-ass women coming up to you, taking photos, grabbing your hand and pulling you to a group of other sexy women. You don't know the depth of loneliness that is because you guys are not prepared for it or y'all guys don't want to be about this. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. It's very lonely. Oh, you just got done fucking her? Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, and then who's coming over? Oh, I got this one coming over. Oh, but anyway, I met this one yesterday. Or I just ran into this one right here. Just put my bit. You think the average guy wants to hear that every day, all day? Or you're talking to him, you're like, yeah, man, oh, wait, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, all right, okay. Hey, what are you saying now? Y'all don't understand that shit. Let's get to the addiction part of what you're saying. Addictions? What are you talking about? You should be addicted to your fucking self. You should be a cracked out whore to your drug. You should be an alcoholic to your motherfucking liquor. Your liquor that you create. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. I don't know what you're saying. Lines are open, man. Let me see what this guy's saying. This guy's training. He says, is sexting part of the game? I've always been able to get women to open up and talk very dirty in the text. Nah, man, you ain't got no game, dog. Sexting is not part. Listen, I don't understand y'all guys out here, man. I don't understand you guys, man. I don't get that, man. You want to know why you don't have any game? Because all you do is get women to open up and talk dirty to you over text. They just fucking with you. They ain't trying to fuck you. Because if they're talking that way, they should be coming over and saying, let's go, let's set something up so we can fuck. Let's keep going here. Let me see what else. See what, what text, Tyler? You send me a bunch of texts. Send me the one you want me to talk on. I didn't read them all. Send the one you want. Find one of all those texts you sent me because I'm doing a show. Let's see here. All right. Sorry, I'm trying to catch up with. Is it possible to be able to teach yourself how to be? Young man, that's like me. Okay, young man. That's like what you're saying. Let me show you. And again, I appreciate what you're saying, but let me tell you how ignorant you are in what you're saying and why you'll never be a man. You'll never be a man. I'll be happy to give you an example. That's like me, okay? I want to learn how to be a surgeon, okay? I want to learn. Let me take your thing off. Hold on. Let me take you off real quick. All right. So that, let me just give you an example. So I want to be a surgeon, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the toy store and I'm going to get this game right here and it's called Operation. So I don't need to go to, school, college, medical school, get a residency and all that. I don't need to do all that. I just need to get a board game. And all I got to do is make sure I can get every piece off that board without it buzzing. And once I do that, that means I'm a bona fide surgeon. Are you fucking serious? This is what's wrong with y'all guys. Y'all always want to do side things, man. Right. Well, you look, I didn't read that other part. Yeah, how do you do that? You can't. How does he feel like I get bored with women? I don't have the mental strength to engage in a... See, let me show y'all why you're a fool, dude. I'm going to give you one more chance. If you say another bitch thing like that, please excuse yourself from the room. I'm giving him one chance. Don't kick him out. This guy's lying. This guy's a fucking liar. So please, James, please shut your bitch ass up. I'm only going to ask you one last time. Shut your bitch ass up or I will remove you myself. I don't like liars. You're a liar, sir. And you want to know why he's a liar? Because a man doesn't even use engage in her bullshit. See how that motherfucker lying? He a weak motherfucker. He's lucky. I just saw his neck, so I was about to kick him out, but he didn't hear me say that, so he's not going to say anything again. Because if he's, all right, hold on. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Yeah, man. Sad, ain't it? Sad. A lot of guys don't want to develop themselves, Rod. They don't want to do that, brother. They've already, you gotta understand the thing, okay? Mr. Lee asks, that's mean I have to fully submit to myself before I become a student of the game. Well, that's part, that goes kind of hand in hand. You've got to find yourself a teacher, Mr. Lee. You got to find a teacher. And he, as you begin the process of submitting to yourself, he is going to help guide you to you. He's going to help smooth out the bumps and shit to help you guide yourself. That's where the mental, because you don't know what's ahead. You can't, oh, I'm sorry, I got this stupid shit up. Let me transition this shit. You can't see what's ahead. You don't know what's ahead. And I'll give you guys a prime example. I'll give you guys a prime example because I do have to warn you guys out there. I have to warn you guys. Very important that I warn you guys. The prime example of why most of you guys are not going to be ready falls right into what we're going to drop tomorrow. See, we dropped the Halloween game for y'all guys out there. I will tell you guys, I'm telling y'all right now, most of y'all are not going to do it. But I put it out there early enough for a few of you guys out here. And I got to explain why, because Mr. Lee, this is what I'm talking about. The Halloween game is giving you a sample of what it's like to be a man, because you can't see it until you become a part of it. But once you become a part of it, it's going to fuck up your circuitry. Just like I showed you with that woman that called Unique and left that message. Your perception and your reality is you can't get women. Your perception and reality is I'm not good enough to get women. I can't talk to women. So what is going to happen when beautiful, sexy, single women are going to come up to you wanting to take pictures with you, wanting to grab your hand and giving you all the attention? What happens when you walk into a room and all the attention falls on you? A lot of guys can't handle that shit. It's a mind fuck. I tell y'all every year, I get more guys that get intimidated, mind fucking blown, get scared, get thrown off with the Halloween game. They get thrown off. They just cannot accept women coming up to them and talking to them. They just can't accept it. And that's why we posted out early, because it's not even challenging. It's not even challenging. Okay. It's not even challenging. The way it is that you really get to have an idea what it's like as a man, but it's intimidating when you have beautiful women coming up to you. And that's why I will warn you throughout, once we release it, that this isn't for everybody, because I put you in the greatest position that you've ever been in before, that you can never imagine, to having women come up to you on a Halloween in a club, a costume party, or a get together, a gathering, where not only are you different, but you're also you putting in your bid, man. You're not just wearing a costume. You're using that costume as a position to talk to beautiful, single, sexy women, because that's what you're asking for, and that's what will come. And guess what? You'll also get the married women, the women that's in relationships and all that. They're all going to come, because all of them are not going to be around their man, so they're going to be around you. But I position you in the best way. Nobody has done that costume, has it out there, breaks everything down the way we do it. And that's how y'all win. Yes, Unique is absolutely right. And that's what I'm talking about. See, y'all are too busy overdosing on other men. Y'all don't even understand. Y'all can't even stand women freaking out, enjoying these moments and these memories with you, because they're not used to you. This is where game gets beautiful, dog. Game is beautiful when there is submission. But can one submit when one See, as I told you before, 98% of you guys out there do submit. But you don't submit to strength. You submit to weakness. You submit to excuses. And you submit to other men's thoughts and ideas. And you do nothing to your own or your own. You said, I'm a little stumped on the voice of the fortune teller. Visitor. Let me educate you, son. When you are creative and you have an imagination and a sense of adventure when you were a kid, some of you guys would go grab a sheet or a towel, and you would wrap that thing around your fucking neck, and you would be like, I'm flying, shh, right? You do all the flying, and you think you're flying, and all that other stuff. What you don't understand is the old man or the voice is you actually in the role showing the fucking woman that you don't mind not taking yourself so fucking seriously. Because that's part of the costume. The costume and the fucking role play is all one. So if you don't want to do it, fuck you, don't do it. Because it's not about you being stumped, motherfuckers. You doing what the fuck you're told to do, because I see shit more than what you see. So if you're stumped, then don't do the shit. Because if you don't do the fucking shit right, then guess what? It ain't going to work right for you. Can you talk on the sexo-ween shit and the amount of attention men will receive they do this? Because I don't even like people up all in my shit. Well, we'll talk about the sexo-ween probably Saturday. We'll probably talk about sexo-ween or something like that. Because that's got to be a breakdown. I got to break all that shit down. We'll talk about that. But, I just give you a small example of what you're saying, amount of attention. There is no guy that's ever done this before. So the way you're going to fuck her up is twofold. Well, really three. You're going to fuck her up on three different levels. You're going to fuck her up in the before, you're going to fuck her up in the during, and you're going to fuck her up afterwards. So whoever takes that invitation is technically fucked, Russ, because their mind cannot even put together what the fuck I'm going to show you, because they've never experienced it before, Russ. They've never experienced before. Even hearing the word sexo-ween gets y'all muffled like, what the fuck is that? So what do you think when you give them a sexo-ween invite? That's before. And then when she experiences the sexo-ween event through your guide, oh my God. The afterwards is, it's already, listen, that means that woman will forever, kind of like Bridges of Madison County. It's just like the Easter game. No motherfucking guy will ever outdo you when it comes to Halloween. So when Halloween comes, she is always going to think of you in this moment that we're going to create for you. Because nobody has ever done that before. That's a little bit of kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, romantic, sexual, sensual, and smooth, all rolled up into an experience that she's never experienced before. She's never experienced that shit before. So that means it's gonna be imprinted on her fucking head, her heart, and what's between her legs. She'll never get you out of her system because of the roller coaster and the connection you're going to have with her, showing her an experience, and she's going to see Halloween in a different way than she's never seen it before, because every guy before you, Russ, and the ones during you and the ones after you, Russ, will never do the shit I'm going to show you, because they ain't that fucking smooth to even think about the future. Because guess what, Russ? Not only do my clients fuck that woman's head up, you want to know why they fuck her friends? Because guess who goes and passes your virus to all the other women who haven't experienced it, but it draws in the curiosity of who the fuck you are based off of the virus. Remember, the after. The after isn't just fucking her up. The after is her telling her friends about what the fuck you did. From conception to you nutting on her, it's going to fuck her world up, and she's going to tell all her friends who are seeing other men who have never done that to them. That draws in the curiosity in you. And I'm telling you guys, I promise you, a lot of women will hit you up on the back end saying, you know, I'm a friend of such and such, and I know, you know, she's kind of like seeing you and all this other stuff, so I'm not trying to mess with what you have. See what I'm saying, Russ? I'm telling you, nobody is doing this. Nobody. Nobody, my brother. So we'll break that down. I think I'll take a, maybe we'll do it Saturday, because it'll give you a chance to soak up the costume game and kind of get that together. But we'll do the Halloween gang. We'll do, because we'll knock out the trick or treat gang, because that's going to be pretty easy and simple. I'll break more of the, I don't really need to say too much about the costume because that's already there. But we'll do the Sexoween invitation. I'll create some of those things. I'll have those in a PDF file to download and fill out if you want. And we'll do it like that. But because the thing about it that makes us so cold is that at the October 24th, we'll let you call me. You call me and I will find the costume parties and gatherings, because these women will have costume parties. They will have home parties. There will be bars. There will be clubs of costume parties. And you see, people are going for the costume party of it. You're going to fucking hunt. You ain't going there for no fucking costume. It's just that you're going to draw them in. So I will give you all three options. All right? Three options in this motherfucking game. Yes, Lee, you're right, Lee. Let me keep going. Would the fortune teller be one of the different sales? No, the fortune, no. This ain't about you. No. Don't mix the costume in with this. No. This is an I do from an I am man. You see what I'm saying? The costume is, remember everything I show you guys, right? Everything that I'm showing you is to position yourself to be different from every guy out there. And the more you can align and the more you can position yourself, the more interesting you become. You see what I'm saying? The more you position yourself. So this is just another position move like everything else. But that move will reinforce everything you have right here, because they're not ready for what we do as far as the fortune teller. They're not ready for that. So we're going to draw them in. So, yeah, we'll do that Saturday. I'll have a sexy witch on the cover. So we'll break that down Saturday. We'll do that Saturday. So we'll do a night show and break that down. Then I'll take that show and I'll put that in the Halloween section. And then that'll be good. We'll break that down, because it'll be all it'll be a Halloween special. Tyler, what's up, Tyler? Hold on a second. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, Coach, man, that Halloween game, I'm telling you, it's all about fun. Just having fun. That's what
Todd, what I'll do, you call in Saturday because you can tell them about experiences and stuff like that. So
I'm just saying that was a lesson in itself, just the fun, you know. So thank you.
Oh yeah, no doubt, Todd. Yeah, no, we'll have you on Saturday and we'll talk about it, Tyler. Okay.
All right, out.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Yeah. Yeah, it's not mind. You don't understand how mind blowing it is. It's to the woman, dog. What I'm saying is she's never. I'm telling y'all, man. Damn. The sheer imagination and creativity of what you can give them is so fucking mind blowing. That not only will they submit it to you, but they're going to tell all their friends about it, man. And you'll be able to get a few of the friends on the back end. As far as costume game, have you seen a client get... Tyler. Question, I'll let you quick answer. Do you not get callbacks from the women with the costume, sir?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I mean, I'll send that to you tomorrow from last time. Yeah.
I just don't get that right now. Yeah. No doubt. Thank you, Tyler. I'll throw you back in. Yeah, but so what I'm saying to you, Joe Blow, it's not, dog, you don't understand. You don't get it. Your problem isn't the callbacks. I promise you, your problem's going to be walking through that door and being the center of attention. A lot of y'all guys cannot handle or accept being the center of attention. It's a very intimidating thing. And if you ain't got your shit right, it ain't going to work. Let's see here. Let me see if I got. Yeah, they don't understand that. Is going to draw the women in because the sign is a billboard sign of what it's for. Only for sexy single women. That's it. So as soon as she comes up to you, she's already sexy and single, man. Well, yes. Yeah, hey, Dank Russ, refacts. It's a little bit of everything. They're going to be envy and hate. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, all eyes on you, brother. All eyes on you. And if you can't accept it, it ain't going to work for you, brother. All eyes on you. You're right, Russ. It's very dangerous. All right, guys, we got about 20 more minutes left. Y'all got questions. We'll answer this. But I'll continue more of this with Ty tomorrow. But you said, they're not ready for that shit, dog. They're just not ready, dog. Because I'm putting them in the perfect position. I'm putting them in the perfect position and they want women, but they're not going to handle beautiful women and shit. That's why I'm doing it in September, so you guys can build up and learn what to do with the costume, learn the words and everything. So in October, with all the, you know, probably the second half of October, more like between the 15th and the 31st, that's when the parties, clubs, gatherings, and get-togethers are going to go on. So you go to one Thursday, one Friday, one Saturday, man. And then you go to the ones, if you're hanging out with anybody, you go to theirs. So let me see here. So I know Tyler is supposed to send me something. Let's see the photo Tyler sent. All right, Tyler, you sent that. Let's see what you got here. God, Tyler, she's like quadruple texting you. Jesus, fuck, Tyler. God damn, fuck. Huh. I gotta show y'all. This is fucking amazing. Jesus. A lot of y'all won't be able to accept this shit. A lot of y'all just won't be able to accept this shit. It's just too, the game with this shit is just too goddamn great. See if I can grab that shit. Yeah, this is like Tyler, this is like she didn't stop. She can't stop fucking texting you. Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck? Let's blow this bitch up. All right, let's blow it up. All right, let me show y'all. All right, let's watch it. So Tyler got this from Carmen. Oh, wait, let me show you a little piece of Carmen. Hold on, let me show you a little piece of Carmen. So this is going down. You can see Carmen right here. That's her right there. That's Carmen. Let's move up. That's Carmen right there. All right, move up. I'm bored to tears with sex. I've had that. I played all the roles, pushed all the boundaries, said it all, done my share. She says, I'm very good at it. So if I spend my precious time with a worthy person to me, it's going to rock my world in some way that surprises me. My mind and sentiments must be fully engaged. Okay, to be no easy task. I'm a very difficult person. I'm intense, starting to move intense and full of energy and will. All right, well, Tyler, okay, yeah, so what? I don't understand. So I understand why he wanted me to show you that. That's the one he picked out, but I understand. So what the fuck? Who cares what she says? You know, fuck. Let's see here. Fuck that. Unique says, the more women I interact with, the more I see who has a sense of urgency for me, who doesn't. Some of you guys tolerate crumbs. No, that's true. That's true. Let's see here. I don't know what they're talking about on that, but yeah, y'all got a question. Now we got like 14 minutes to call. Y'all want to call in, y'all can call in with any question y'all have. If you have a question, put a Q in there and we'll answer your question. So we'll guess we'll kick that off. I try to do it on Saturday. Man, look, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, dog. This ain't for you. Because I just explained this shit throughout the whole thing. You want to ask, dude, you got to go. You got to get the fuck out. You got to go. Let me get you the fuck out of this bitch. This ain't for you. Get the fuck out. Take care, dog. You got to get the fuck out. You got to go. You can't, man, dude, you know, when you explain shit to people, And this is a spit in your face. He had to go. I let him go. This ain't for him. I can't let him go. This motherfucker, I hate people that just, he got to go, man. You got to go, man. Fuck that. He had to go. I had to get him up out of here, dog. I mean, I've explained that shit for the last hour or so, and yet he's asking the same fucking question. You got to go. This ain't for you. I've already explained everything, and I'm going to connect a lot of this tomorrow, but you got to go. He had to go. I had to get him out. Mm-mm. Because he just, that's when you keep asking the same questions over and over again. You ain't really trying to learn anything. He already asked the question already too many times. So we got a few more minutes left. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. Any question y'all got, we got y'all covered. We're going to be releasing the costume game probably tomorrow. Saturday, we'll go over the Halloween stuff, and we got y'all. So 404, I think it's Atlanta. 404, I can help you, sir.
Yo, my name is Dio. I'm 22 from Atlanta. I was calling in because I had a sick. You can hear me? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get on speaker real quick.
Please.
All right. Boom. You can hear me now?
I can hear you, sir. What's your question?
It was more of a situation that I'm trying to understand. I was working at my job, and this girl came up, and I haven't got to put my bid together yet, but I put kind of like a makeshift
bid
where I ended up giving her my number,
sir,
and she called me.
Sir. How can you use the word bid if you haven't learned it from me? Hello?
It wasn't a bid. I just gave her my number. I gave her my number.
Well, then why the fuck? Don't talk that way. That's disrespectful. You don't have no fucking bid. You just talk to the bitch. All right, so you gave her your number, then what?
I gave her my number. She called me, and I was like, okay, send me a picture so I can tell you why I gave you my number. Boom, she sends the picture. I get the picture back, and I tell her, you know, like, when I saw you walking by, I was faced with a decision. Let your sexy self walk out of my existence, or go and explore my intense curiosity to get to know you on a more intimate level. Boom, and then that was just the rough outline of exactly what I said, and then she followed it up with, are you trying to hang out tonight? And so I ended up like, you know, like I ended up getting the pussy. And I, you know, I did all the, you know, I didn't do like five play or anything like that, but I definitely was whispering her ear, talking dirty, you know, like kissing her all over type shit, like rubbing her down, like doing all the prerequisites.
Doing all the breadcrumbs that you stole from the show. That's all, right?
Yeah, just piecing together breadcrumbs. Just piecing together breadcrumbs.
All right, what is your question, man?
But I did get the birthday package.
All right, well, what is your question, though? What is your question?
I'm trying to figure out how I can turn that situation into a repeat customer instead of it just being a one-time thing. And I'm trying
because
to figure out whether I should get back to the bedroom
you
or...
You can't call her. You can't fuck. You've already showed her you can't fuck by that boring shit you call fucking was so bad, she ain't trying to fuck you again, dog. So here's the question. If you knew that you could get skills in the bedroom, why not get those skills and learn from that point and have her come back? How the fuck are we going to bring somebody back that already showed that you don't know how to kiss, eat pussy, or fuck?
I mean, I don't care if she comes back or not. I've been talking to five girls.
Yeah, why the fuck are you lying? Stop lying. Stop. Please don't lie to me. Because you just asked, how do I get her to come back the second time? Did you not just ask me that question? And now you're saying that you don't care? Why the fuck would you lie in my face like that?
I was asking so I could apply it to a future situation that I'm getting into as we speak. So I could take the knowledge from that situation and apply it to a next one.
How can you take the knowledge from you bad fucking? How is bad fucking going to help you?
I mean, knowing what I did bad so I can not do that ever again.
No, you're still going to do the same thing. You're just going to be in a different way. I don't understand. I'm lost. I'm lost. What? I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm lost. What's up?
Well, okay, so that was the situation. I'm just trying to figure out where. Okay, I listened to the whole birthday, the birthday package.
That's not the fucking game, though, sir. That's not the student. That's not the teaching. That's not it, sir.
Yeah, I'm aware because I was listening to Talk to a Guy.
Well, I understand
podcast,
you're aware. So then, what is your question?
Okay, just from talking, like just from what I've given you, just from what I've been able to tell you and put on the table for you,
right,
would it make more sense for me to master the bedroom or flirt the fuck or conversation class one first? Or should I cop the alpha code first?
I don't understand. You got. Oh my gosh, man! What is your reason? What is your reason to want to get these things?
Well, just from read, like going through the birthday, you know, package and the information that was in there, I realized that I was looking towards external things to supply my happiness instead of looking to myself and actually like enjoying my life for what it is and being me, like going out and trying to do things that I actually want and like to do. And more so just, it opened my eyes to the fact that I can do what I want to do for the fact that I want to do it. And it showed me that there was just more to life than just the table scraps that I had been getting for a long time, because it made me realize that I was actually scared to talk to women and that I actually had a lot of problems with
what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to be a fucking man, an alpha man. I'm trying to be the best me I can be. I want to go to my highest level and go farther after that.
How long have you been listening to me for?
I'd say 6 months.
Okay. You have your puzzle pieces? If you've been listening to me 6 months, why are you just being a student now?
Okay, so the way I found you was through Real Game No Theory, because at first I was watching Lucario.
I'm fine. I'm cool with that. We don't talk about other people. I'm saying, why are you not a fucking, what you call it? Why are you not a student?
So something you said in one of your videos was, if you really want to learn, you're going to be trying to learn with a sense of urgency. So when
But it's been 6 months. So where's the urgency after 6 months? Look, listen, here's the thing, buddy.
Can I be honest with you,
no.
Steve?
Yeah, please. Yes, be honest.
I'm gonna be honest. I had lied when I said 6 months. Because I didn't want it to seem like I was being, like, too over. Because I really started listening to you August. And I had bought Game Kings, but I found you in August.
This ain't for you, though. Because I know you don't have your puzzle pieces. Can you stop lying to me and be honest and tell you?
I can send you a picture in the email. I can email you a picture. I still have them in my room. Put together, and I didn't even have all the pieces in the puzzle because my dog had chewed up some of the pieces. So I can show you there were pieces in the puzzle. I can literally email you a picture. I have photo evidence.
So how can a dog get up on your table and eat the pieces of the puzzle?
It's because it was an old puzzle I've had since I was a kid. I took the box and lit it on fire.
How many pieces is that box?
It was 300 pieces.
Okay. This isn't for you, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because you don't listen. You want to do things your way. And it just doesn't work for you, okay? You understand that? When did I tell you to do a 300-piece puzzle set?
You never told me to do a 300-piece puzzle set.
So you want to do what you want to do, right?
Yes, I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Then there's your answer. So this ain't for you. So go find somebody else. You're not worthy of this information. This ain't for you. Okay? There's no knock on you. You just got to find someone that will deal with your weak-ass, fucking lazy-ass self. This ain't for you. This is a man space. This ain't for you, big guy.
All right.
You lie. You want to do things your way. and you just steal shit off the, you steal shit off the show, and you steal caking on fucking bitches and shit. So this ain't for you, buddy. Okay, I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just you can hang around, you know, as long as you want, do whatever you want. But I'm just being honest with you. This just ain't for you. You ain't built for this shit.
Yeah.
Don't be mad or depressed. I'm just saying. Would you rather me lie to you, like you just lied to me?
I'm not mad at you, Steve. This is not it's not your fault, problem, or responsibility for, you know, you to, you know, tell me what I want to hear. And it's like, it's not your fault, because I mean, you're doing the right thing. You're teaching people how to become better versions of themselves. You feel me? And if I'm not, you know, meant to be taught by you, then I just need to continue to grow into a place where I can be taught by someone.
Yeah, you need to find someone else, because, you just ain't built. You're unteachable. You lie. You said 6 months. You do this 300-piece puzzle shit. I mean, you just all over the place, dog. So you just need to find someone that will tolerate the bullshit, okay, man?
Yeah.
All right. Take care, buddy. All right. So you can't, sir. You can't. There's no way, dog. This is, again, for that guy, I'd say to you, this isn't for you. This is for men. This isn't for you. Because if you're looking for that, this definitely ain't for you. You're in the wrong fucking classroom. This is not for you. Wanting validation for a woman, shit. Fuck, how the fuck is a woman gonna validate you? Whew. All right, guys, last round of questions before we wrap this up. We're gonna go with Ty tomorrow, and I'm gonna tie in more of the